Good morning, everyone. Thank you for inviting us to come and be part of your worship service this morning. And I believe this is the second time we're here in Harmony, right? So is it okay now if we call you friends? You call you friends? Good morning, friends. Glad to be here. Someone that is with us this morning gets very little notice, but travels with us very faithfully and is a young man sitting out there in the congregation, has a laptop in his hands. You may think he's playing games during the service, but he's actually running our sound. And he is the one that makes it all happen out there and brings it together, Calvin Pummel. Thank you for your help, Calvin. Appreciate it. I'm going to ask the musicians and singers to come on up at this moment. And while they're coming up, say the first song that we're going to be doing, it's called Hear My Song, Lord. And the words are something like, Hear my song, Lord, I lift it up to you. And it is our prayer this morning that the Lord will hear our songs. We say, Lord, hear our songs. We lift them all up to you. Because that's the reason why we're here. We want to honor him and bring glory to our Heavenly Father. So let's invite the Holy Spirit to be with us to make that all possible. Lord, we pause to invite you, Lord, in our presence this morning. We want to uplift you in our music, Lord, and we pray that your Holy Spirit will help us make that happen. We pray that you'll be with Tim this morning, Tim Greenlaw. He had was feeling pretty good during the week. This morning woke up with kind of gravelly throat. We pray that you put your healing hand on him, and he can give his best for this program this morning. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Quick little sound check, make sure everything is on before we begin. So bear with us just a minute, if you will, please. Let's all hit the G chord. Okay.
Is that enough?
I think it's enough.
Okay. I didn't hear you hit
couldn't
the G
hear you,
chord.
Steve. I didn't hear it.
Works. Well, it's always good to be with you. I'm not sure what happened this morning. I got up and I could hardly talk. But we have had several prayers, and my voice has started to revive, and we'll see how it works. But hopefully we can at least make some kind of a joyful noise this morning as we praise God.
You gave me living bread.
You know, these guitarists got to be paper trained.
Looking for the sunrise. just to find another busy day. Lonely faces all around the city, men afraid but too ashamed to pray. Lonely faces, do I see? Lonely faces on my memory.
So, last time we were here, I remember telling you guys that I wasn't a singer, but I ended up singing. Well, you need to read the fine print, because here I am again. I was going to start out by asking if anybody's ever died. Yeah, well, I did. And I was just supposed to talk until he switched to a mandolin, so I guess... So really quick, because we have about a 2-hour program. Well, maybe. Got to be quick here. But so really quickly, I've never fainted in my life. And a year ago today, that's why I'm telling the story, because it's an anniversary. A year ago today, I came home in the evening, and 15 minutes later, I found myself on the floor waking up. I just passed out cold on the kitchen floor, and I've never passed out in my life. And then about 4.5 hours later, I did it again. So then they decided I better go to the hospital. So they took me over to Cadillac, and they ran tests on me all night, everything you could think of. And then the next day, the next morning, I was on EKG, you know, getting my whatever, and all of a sudden it did this. And anyway, my wife said it's really scary because I quit breathing, my eyes were wide open, and I was done. And the nurses were screwing around. This is hearsay because I was out of it. But they didn't know what to do, I guess. I don't know. You'd think in Cadillac they would have... Well, anyway. So my daughter was with me, and she's a paramedic, and she's the one that laid me down, I guess, and started doing chest compressions. And I'm back. I was only gone for about 10 minutes. You know, Lazarus was gone for about 4 days. So, you know, we got something in common, you know. But the point of my story is, when I came back, I was thinking the same way I thought when I before I went to sleep or whatever I did there. And in life, you know, we're told that in the last resurrection, people are going to come out of the graves. They're going to think just like they did when they went in. And so now is the time when you need to change your thinking. If you want to be thinking spiritual thoughts and about God and that kind of stuff, you need to be thinking that when you die, because that's what you're going to be thinking when you come up. So this song is kind of about trying to get to that place, you know, always striving to get better than you were. Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw the same old crowd I knew before. And when they asked me what had happened, I had to tell them that it's thanks to Calvary I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I am not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. When the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Then we went back to the house where we used to live. My little boy, he ran and hid behind the door. And I said, son, please don't be afraid anymore, because you've got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. And thanks to Calvary, I am not the dad I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. While the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them that it's thanks to Calvary we don't live here anymore. Calvary, I am not the man I used to be. And thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. While the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore. Oh, and I thank God so much for coming into my heart, changing the direction of my life. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore.
Over the last many decades, I have regularly gone down to the little town of Long Creek to help with church services down there, usually hauling loads of kids with me from our youth department. But on this one particular Sabbath, I was just with my wife and the two of us heading down. And there's, you know, I'm usually trying to hurry a little bit because, anyway, there was a nice long straight stretch as you're winding through the mountains, maybe a couple of miles long. And partway up there, I could see an old black pickup going along at a little slow speed. And I thought, if I step on it, I can get around him before we get to the end of this straight stretch. So I kicked her up to 80 or 85 miles an hour, and I zipped around him. And just as I got right beside him, I saw this little tiny black star, or little emblem of the white star on the side of the black pickup. And I pulled in front of him, and of course the lights that you couldn't see from outside were flashing through the window, and I pulled over. He came up and asked what my rush was, and I said, well, I'm headed down to Long Creek to preach the sermon today. He got quite a chuckle, but he asked for all my paperwork and went back for a while. And then he came back up and he said, well, he said, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Drive a little slower. He says, I don't know what speed you were doing. I didn't have a radar on, but he said, I think I was doing 55. And he said, you went by pretty fast. Then he went on to say, you know, and while you're there, remember, you can't go home because your car license expires today. So anyway, we still went home that night. We made it before the license was gone. But, you know, whatever I was going to talk about that day faded away, and I talked about grace. You know, you've all heard these stories, but that was my personal experience with it. When I saw his grace, as he just said, you know, I understand. I'm going to let you go this time, but don't do it again. And, you know, I won't say I stayed right at 55, but I don't think I went much over 60 the rest of the way. I thought, he's got a point. I'll go by that. The grace of God, it is an amazing thing. The song we're going to sing right now talks about mercy, which is, you know, very, very close. This song is titled, Mercy Walked In, and what a difference that makes in our lives. Stood in the courtroom, the judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense, but that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case, called to the stand God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin, forgiven when mercy walked in. Stood there and I wondered, how could this be that someone so guilty had just been set free? My chains were broken, I felt born again the moment that mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case, called to the stand God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin, forgiven when mercy walked in.
mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Called to the stand, God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. Said the man to his Lord, for giving me this day and all the days that's gone before. Shall I build a temple? Shall I make a sacrifice? Tell me, Lord, and I will pay the price. And the Lord said, I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the treasures of the world will never be enough, and I won't take less than your love. No, I won't take less than your love. Now Clint's going to change instruments. You ever think you can walk on your own? I remember my grandsons, you know, when they'd walk along the edge of a curb or on the edge of the railroad track or something like that,
I can do it. I can do it by myself. But invariably, there'd be a point where they'd reach out and grab for my hand to catch their balance. Well, that's the same way it is in our walk with Jesus. No matter how many times we think we can handle it on our own, we end up, like Peter, having to cry out, "Lord, save me, or I perish." I thought that number one would always be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. I've learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought that I could do a lot on my own. Thought I could make it all alone. The thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I think I'll make Jesus my all in all. When I'm in trouble, on his name I'll call. If I don't trust in him, I'd be less than a man. And I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees I've learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my
hand. I've been greatly blessed in my life. And this next song we're going to sing, these guys had to drag me kicking and screaming to sing along on it, because it's kind of sounds like it's complaining quite a bit. But then I was reminded that I should think in terms of Job and how he felt sometimes. So I've agreed to go along with it.
Instruments. I keep switching around, but now the test is to see if I can play and sing at the same time.
Let's see. I need a cake.
That's right.
Just a poor, boy, fellow stranger, a traveling this world of woe. But there's no sickness, no toil or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. Soon be free from every trial. This form will rest beneath the sun. I'll cast my crown, no self-denial, and enter in my home with God. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. Dark clouds will gather over me. I know my way is rough and steep, but golden fields lie just before me, where God's redeemed their vigils keep. I'm going there to see my Savior. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. I'm going there no more to roam. Just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home.
I was looking through some old notebooks that I had stashed away and ran across a place where I had written down the melody line for a song, and it's called One More Song. I thought, what's that anyway? So I kind of looked it up online and I tried to kind of sing along with the words as I was listening to it, you know, and I couldn't make it through it. It made me cry. And I think the reason why it had that effect on me is because I'm quite a few years farther along in life than I was when I wrote those notes down. And you get closer to the end of your life, and you realize how short the whole thing is. And not that many years left. And I just want to use the rest of them to bring glory to God.
One breath left in me, there will always be one more song for you. And as long as there is room for one more voice in praise and a need for a word of love and truth to help my brother through, there'll be one more song for you. You were there with your songs of laughter, words of hope for my fears. What are songs if no one will sing them? What are words if no one hears? There were times life became a question, and when I asked, no one knew, until I found the answer in you. So as long as there is time, one breath left in me, there will always be one more song for you. And as long as there is room for one more voice in praise and a need for a word of love and truth to help my brother through, there'll be one more song for you. Love is in the air around me. Hope abounds everywhere. Living life in the arms of Jesus. Learning how to really care. Every day is filled with purpose. All the old is made new. And I know I owe it all. As long as there is life, one breath left in me, there will always be one more song for you. So as long as there is room for one more voice in praise and a need for a word of love, there'll be one more song for you. Song for you.
If you ask my wife, there are times when I might be considered to be a perfectionist.
Does that mean obnoxious?
I liked things to go as planned. Some of you I hear chuckling, maybe you have the same propensity. And sometimes, well, given the nature of what I do, I work in a computer department at the Walla Walla School District, and if I hit the wrong button, bad things happen. Very fast, to lots of people. And so that's quite a weight of responsibility. Can you imagine, you know, Steve talked earlier about how he almost died. He did die for a minute. He was brought back. He didn't know ahead of time this was going to happen. Now, Jesus knew ahead of time this was going to happen. And he knew that he had to get it right. Because a whole lot of people were depending on him to get it right. But yet he went ahead and he did it.
Amen.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, "Did you forget me, Father, did you?" They nailed him to a wooden cross, so all the world would feel the loss of Christ the King before his hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. His head prepared to die, and lifted up his face to the sky, said, "I am coming home now, Father, to you." The reed which held his final sip was gently lifted to his lips. He drank his last and gave his soul to glory. The thorny crown and wrapped him in a linen gown, then laid him down to rest in solitude. The holes in his hands, his feet, his side, now in our hearts we know he died to save us from ourselves. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh.
song for you.
Your song for us.
I may have moments of unbelief, but I don't let it worry me. It's just a feeling that comes and goes. My head may doubt, but my heart knows. My heart knows Jesus loves me, washed my sins away. I know He will keep me forever. No matter where my head is at, I will not be moved, 'cause my heart knows the truth. Satan will whisper and try to deceive, to make us doubt what we believe. But we know better, we have God's word. It's in my heart, safe and sure. Jesus loves me, washed my sins away. I know He will keep me forever. No matter where my head is at, I will not be moved, 'cause my heart knows the truth. Of doubt may toss us to and fro. Oh, but we will sail on. This I know. My heart knows Jesus loves me and washed my sins away. I know He will keep me forever.
Well, speaking of more, you get to sing along now.
We're going to have the benediction, but after that, you get to sing along.
Not so, during?
Probably not. So let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord, we are thankful for the Sabbath day, the blessings that come with it. We're thankful for music that touches our hearts. Lord, we know how important music is in heaven. There are promises that we'll be able to do more in heaven with music than is in our imagination.
That's true.
And better than we can do here. Lord, we ask Your Spirit to be with us, to lead us. through the Sabbath blessings of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So I want you to please join us in singing Sweet Hour of Prayer. The words are on the bulletin, and Steve, we're going to see how well he does singing and playing. And if you'd like, you can tap your toes too. And we'll play a couple of verses after the third verse as well, just for a postlude.
Just so you know, we've never done this before. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and lifts me at my Father's throne. May go my arms and riches know in seasons of thank you.